3. Eamon, Derry, 2 games played, 2 defeats. What's the feeling? What's the mood in the Oak Leaf County after those first 2 games?
Well, the feeling is, I suppose, that if they're going to be serious about staying in the top flight, they're going to have to pull a victory very shortly, and basically tonight's the best way to start. But it's going to be immediately difficult against Tyrone, because Derry have had to make a few changes. Boys have come in that haven't played this season yet, and they've lost Mark Lynch in that. So the feeling is not one of desperation yet, Tom, because I know that after getting a good run in the league last year and going to the final, and then performing poorly in the championship, to sort of maybe think that they want to have a relaxed league and more relaxed league, and then turn it on for the championship. But sometimes it doesn't work like that, And probably Brian McKeever's aim at the start of the year was to avoid relegation and then build on from that. But things are looking a wee bit different with the 2 defeats. It would have been nice. Derry is the only team in the league with 0 points, so. It would be nice to get at least 1-1 out of 2. So
because
we put pressure on, but not too much.
And it's not an easy run after tonight either.
See, in Derry's situation, there's just no easy games for them. Every game's a biggie as such. And same with tonight and against Tyrone. It's just they're underdogs, and they're coming out with not a new team, but a lot of new faces and a lot of people. A new position, so it's a wee bit under strength. It's a wee bit trial and error, and but that's not to say that I don't give him a chance.
You mentioned it earlier. Mark Lynch is a huge loss, because he really is the spiritual leader of this team on the field. And Gerard O'Kane has opted out for the moment, and of course without Patsy Bradley and Christy McCaig as well.
That's it. We have to hand it to Mark Lynch. Over the last couple of years, he's really. He showed tremendous leadership and played tremendously well both the league and championship, and has been their main player. And then with Gerard stepping down with that experience, and then the 2 Slaneel lads, they're so useful. And McCaig's can play him anywhere up the centre of defence, and Patsy Bradley in midfield. So you can see now that we're left with a situation where we've got an experimental midfield. Really, young Brian Oak's coming in for his debut, really, in the league, and Mark Craig, who's a very, very good defender, very good attacking defender, is lined out at midfield. So it's a difficult task for those boys, very difficult task for those. So from that end of it, you would have to make Tyrone fairly strong favourites for tonight,
And of course, on the good news front, is Owen Bradley's back, and I know from our discussions last year and our chats all through the year, you were an advocate of Owen being part of the setup. So I'm sure you're delighted.
No, I'm glad to see it. I'm glad to see it, and I'm glad that there was sort of an avenue was made for Owen to come back. And he's been playing well with Dunavon, but he as long as he was training at least one night a week and then showing up for the other couple of weight training sessions. So that's great to have Owen back, and I know that there's no soccer match this weekend, so he should be fresh. I think the first match there against Donegal, he played a soccer match in the afternoon, and then made his way onto the pitch for Derry later in the evening, which wasn't ideal. And his first touch in there, he could have pulled a goal out of the bag. But he's an exciting player to watch, and he's very much somebody that they need in the forward line, somebody to a talisman type forward, and a spark, the only thing is, you'll have to expect, as Tyrone have always done, both himself and Paddy, they've always marshalled numbers around him, and it's difficult for him to get going, to be honest, so it's great to see him back, but we're not making expectations too high for him tonight,
Yeah, you mentioned earlier on that obviously given the 2 teams and given the absentees, that Tyrone will be the favourites, but I've spoken to Noel McGinn already, and he contends that like all local derbies, Derry and Tyrone is a special one, and it's really one of those that does take on a life of its own.
No, that's right. Going back over the years, some tremendous occasions. I'm played in a few myself, and it's not quite Celtic and Rangers, but there's times there's a wee bit of hostile sort of atmosphere, in the crowd. Not just neighbours and just nothing, you know, more than you would expect. But I suppose things are with Throne and you know, I was reading Paddy Aidan today and he was saying things are a bit more low key, and that's probably true at the minute, you know. As they Throne have got, they're just, I wouldn't say experimental team, but they've lost a good few of the boys that won the 2-3 All Ireland. So they've a lot of new players there. But the thing about Throne is that those boys that are coming in, you know, most of them have won All Ireland minors, you know. So I don't foresee you know, a bleak period in Throne football. I still think that they're always going to be knocking on the door to win Ulsters, at least, you know, for the next few years, because they've had so much underage success and you know, they have such a healthy football and interest in the county. So, you know, the boys, some of the young lads that have come in, you know, they're going to, you know, they'll step up the plate this year. They need to, you know, young McCurry's a very good forward there, and Matty Donnelly's an excellent forward. Those boys in their early 20s, so you'd expect them to step into the shoes of the Stephen O'Neill's and the Owen Mulligan's boys, and that there have stepped down recently, you know.
Derry have defied the odds before a few times against Tyrone. Can they do it again this evening?
As I say, Tom, I wouldn't rule it out. You know, there's a lot of question marks. You know, those two young lads are up against the midfield. My own club mates playing. Two of them are just back from injury. You know, Dermot McBride's come into captain's side, and you know, he's been out for maybe 6 months, and he's just come straight back into it. So it's a big ask. Excellent player and excellent leader, so hopefully he can do something. Carlos McWilliams has just come back from maybe 5-6 months out with a hip injury, so he's come into the half four line. So there's a lot of new blood in the Derry team. So for that reason, that the young midfield and that there, I make Throne favourites, but I wouldn't rule it out. You know, it could be a freshness with Derry and a spring in their step, and you know, obviously hoping for Derry victory, but not really expecting it, you know, at the same time.